Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hey, Kaylin.
Hi.
Hey. All right. So we listened to that Elias call, right? Let's see. All right. So with that, there's a couple things I wanted to go over. One was, definitely, try to watch your hold times. There were, some times throughout the call where the hold times were a little bit excessive. So, try to keep them, under 30. Again, you just got to kind of say something, not necessarily anything meaningful, but, hey, I'm still here, just another moment, or I'm working on such and such, working on this or that, something like that, right? And then with, well, it would go with really any fraud calls. Make sure that you really explain what it is that was going on. Because throughout the whole thing, she's legitimately confused and doesn't know, what's going on or why the charges are there. Even when you try to tell her it was, for the concealed carry or the online training, she didn't really get it. So something that I do, for people that have, did this way back when and they're getting billed this $19 a month, say, hey, yeah, looks like you did, the concealed carry training course. Then you also have the online firearms training portal, which is the $19. Because then you're telling them there's two things. There's the concealed carry training course, and you have the thing for $19, which is usually what they're calling in about. And then, you just handle it from there. But with these Elias calls, even, on the script, I know I sent you a screenshot of the email, and I know it's kind of changed a few times, but so from now on, even on fraud calls, right? So even, if a customer calls in, on Elias and they say that is fraud, they didn't do it, don't know nothing about it. If the information on there is correct, the most they could get, is up. They still can't get refunds in 2020. Most they could get is 3 months worth of charges back. That's it.
Right.
If they call in and they're talking about the certificate, they never got it in the mail, or whatever, they're calling about that certificate back last year. Sorry, can't get it. Now, if they make, a BBB, AG, or a lawyer threat, then they could get a refund back in 2020, for 2020 charges. But if they don't make one of those threats, charges in 2020 are off limits, point blank, period. If they make a bank threat, still can't get refunds in 2020. If they call in with a bank on the line, still can't get refunds in 2020. The most that they're going to do is, 3 months.
So even so they can just get 3 months period, even if it's not 2020.
What do you mean?
So say they got like four charges of 2020 of 2021. Like I can refund three of them.
Yeah. No, I mean, if they make, a BBB, AG, or a lawyer threat, then they can get more. Because here, I can just screenshot the part of this script to you here. So it says on there for portal charges with or without a threat, offer $9, then full up to 3 months. If this doesn't satisfy them, let them know refunding these three goes against our terms and we can't process more. If they threaten with AG, BBB, or lawyer, then you can move to additional months and the certificate or the holster charges. Without an AG, BBB, or lawyer threat, only 3 months of portal charges can be refunded on their account. So that's, that's, yeah. So the three, you know, AG, BBB, or lawyer are the three little magic threats that are going to get them more than three refunds.
Okay.
So even like this, the lady we just listened to, you know, she was claiming fraud. She still could only get 3 months of charges. And, you know, hey, really wish she would have called us sooner. But you also need to make sure that you're, you know, verifying the info on their account too. I mean, I pulled her up with her phone number. One thing that I usually do is, you know, after I say, you know, oh, hey, it looks like you had such and such for the shipping or, you know, whatever the original charge is, you know, I'll then explain it from there. And if they're still denying, oh, I didn't do it, I didn't get it, I say, okay, well, you know, let me get you some information sent out about the fraud investigation that we're starting. Do you have a good email I can send it to? And from there, they'll give me a good email, which is always the one that's on the account. And I say, okay, just in case we get disconnected, is this a good number to call you back on? And that's how I verify their phone number. You know, is this your personal line? And then it's like, oh, gee, I mean, it looks like all the information that was entered at the time of order appears to be yours. You sure you didn't forget about this? You sure it wasn't somebody else in your household? You know, and then go from there and, you know, try to jog their memory and all that kind of stuff. But even on, like on Elias, if you go down to the bottom of the script, there's a tab for escalations all the way at the bottom. You know, you on there, you know, the clients have said that, you know, we can give them time to research it on their own. So it's, hey, you know, again, to avoid all this, you sure you don't want to take some time to do some research on your own to see if it was something you or someone else in your house did? You know, and it kind
so
of
even if they
transfer
it's fraud, I still have to verify and answer all of it. Because I thought that, you know,
yeah,
that was
yeah.
just what they do before they transfer it, and we just go straight into, you know, the protocol.
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah, no. So it would, you would still verify everything that's on there on fraud or soup calls just to make sure that, you know, whoever sent it to you actually sent the right account. Because, you know, they could have multiple tabs open and send you the wrong one. And, you know, you're now refunding somebody who shouldn't be getting a refund, and the one who needs to be getting a refund isn't getting one, right? So it's just kind of, you know, double checking. But yeah, so like on the, you know, on the, you know, fraud calls on Elias, you know, as one of the things on there, and I could send this to you too. You know, it says, you know, after you explain the service and how the process works, you know, hey, if this was really true fraud, none of this info would match. You know, the name on the certificate would not be yours. You know, all that kind of stuff. So you have a lot of things that you could use, you know, to throw at them to either jog their memory or to get them to admit that they did do it. But, I mean, at this point, those charges are so far away. I mean, you know, these people really aren't thinking about them. They're really focused on just the $19 charges. So I always, you know, bring up, hey, you know, looks like originally you had the concealed carry training course, but then you also had the $19 online firearms training portal. So it looks like that's where that charge came from. Let me see. I just sent out an email actually to somebody else. Let me see. And Yeah, here about how I explained it. Looks like you took the online concealed carry certification course. You also have the $19 online training portal. This is where you log in and have access to additional content or videos ranging from range training, self-defense techniques, and other shooting scenarios. It's just a good little way, to explain the entire service, right?
Okay, because because the way they do so confused.
Yeah.
It's like
And
online
so,
videos for training, safety
yeah, and
information
so
about a
it's,
handgun.
yeah, so it's, they log in, the content is available on the website where they log in and view it, whether,
So the video is not in the email. It's something that they have to log in.
yeah, no, yeah, no, it's not in an email. There's multiple videos. And so they go to iConcealed.com where they log in to view the content, and they're charged whether or not they log in and view it. Same as Netflix, you're going to be billed whether or not you watch videos on their platform.
Right.
But with any of the extra videos on there, you don't get any kind of certification. They're just instructional videos, that you can watch pretty much just for fun. Or, well, not for fun, just to, if you want to, teach yourself or train yourself or whatever, whatever.
Gotcha. And what would they, so how did, like, what if they want to log in and they log in
Yeah,
the
so
same
they
in the
would.
email?
Yeah, they would go to iConcealed.com. And it should just be like their email and whatever password they created. If they've forgotten their password, you can Google Doc it, and they can get a password reset link sent to them. But yeah, that's if they want to. But for the most part, they're just wanting to. They haven't used it. They're just wanting to cancel. There's no saves on it. We don't do discounts and keep them getting it monthly. If they ask for a refund, it's, you cancel it and offer them the partial. If they turn down a partial, then they get the full 19.
So, okay. So I think I had all confused. I still be offering the $9.
If they want a refund, yeah. Like if
No,
somebody,
I
if,
offer it to
well,
save. So if they call in and
there's no saves.
call in to cancel. Okay, they call in about these multiple charges. They want to cancel. I just cancel.
Yep. Yeah. So if somebody calls in and say, "Hey, whatever this $19 is, I want it stopped." Okay, I've got you canceled. You won't get any more charges. If they then ask for their money back, they want a refund, then it's okay. Well, I could give you a $9 refund as a courtesy. If they turn that down, then they could get 19. If they wanted more, then you'd move to the second month, 919. Third month, 919. Make sense?
Yes. So
Yeah,
if
so there's
someone
no.
transferred as fraud and they agree and if I explain everything and they agree about doing it, would I continue to like how would I continue to him to call?
Sure. So what you could do, like with the one that we just listened to, what you could do is, go over all her information. So yeah, it looks like originally, I try to tend to stay away from dates unless they ask, for the dates. But I say, originally it looks like, a concealed carry training course was taken and a certificate generated, in your name. It looks like it was sent to your email. There was also a gun holster that was shipped to your address. I would check the tracking number on it. So let me see. Track package, yep, looks like it was delivered on January the 4th. You sure you don't recall this? You sure you don't remember? It seems strange. Someone would steal all your information and then, have these items delivered to your address with your name on them.
Right.
You know, but if she still is claiming fraud, oh, I didn't do it, I didn't do it, swear to God it wasn't me. Let me see. Yeah, so for escalations, for these like escalation fraud calls, the scripting that the client gave us, it says, you know, reps are to probe again or make the decision to refund in full or allow the customer time to research who in their household may have placed the order. A full or partial refund can be issued based on the outcome. So, you know, like with Sherry, the one that we just listened to, you know, I would have, you know, given her that full, you know, the first $19. You know, here's $19. You know, you can take a little time to investigate and see what all's been going on. You know, maybe it was somebody you know, or maybe you just forgotten about it. But if she most likely would have taken that. But I think if there was a better explanation of the actual services and all of that, I think she would have then just remembered what it was and said that she did it, at which point, you know, she still could, you know, get that $19 refunded.
So I will just explain it.
So just try using, you know, what I sent you. And I can send this to you in an email too, if you want.
Yeah, the email people still trying to find me on
Okay.
Zoom.
Yeah, I can do that. But yeah, I'll send you both of these things here. Also, I was noticing that, let me see. Maybe it was in my email box. Let's see. All right. So, but yeah, I had been noticing that, you know, you'd been logging in and out, you know, frequently, you know, like just throughout your shifts. Is it just, you know, from like not feeling well or what else is going on?
Yeah, it was something like if I'm, 'cause they take forever to approve my break, and I can't wait.
Well, like for a restroom break or what?
If I have to limit a restroom, it depends. You know, I'm pregnant, I can't hold my pee, and I have to go to the bathroom a lot.
Right. I understand. Then yeah, I mean, all you could do then instead is, you know, just you know, whatever lead is, you know, is on break list or whatever. You know, you can message in the group, say, hey, you know, whatever lead is doing breaks, can you PM me? Or message me and just let them know, like, hey, I really gotta go. You know, just let somebody know instead of just clocking out and then clocking back in, because that's starting to show up in the system as, you know, you're abandoning your shift. And so it'd be better to just, you know, let somebody know that, hey, you know, I'm pregnant, I can't wait, I really need to go. You know, also, I mean, you know, it wouldn't hurt if you could get a doctor's note. You know, that's always great. That'll always help out. You know, then you could submit that, and that would, you know, help out a whole lot as far as, you know, if you need to, you know, take emergency breaks or whatnot.
Yeah, I can get the right one.
All right. Is there anything else that you can think of that you had questions about?
Tech line, I don't like to do it.
Sorry, what was that?
I said technical line. I'm not. Oof. It's Chris.
Oh, the tax line.
Yes.
All
And that's
right.
what
So,
it
well,
lasts
what?
too long. And right.
Yeah. What
It
questions did you have, or what were you not understanding?
don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't really know what to say. I don't know. It just, when I see the call, I just automatically get. Because there's so many, different little things when people, with the product, you can't. Hold on, I can't remember the protocol as far as the product. I think you can't send it, they can't send it back or something. I'm not sure. I have to go on there. It's just confusing
Oh,
'cause
on
customers always complaining about the watches not working.
yeah, and let me pull up the script because
Let me see it 'cause I can't find it. Can you do it where I can see it?
yeah, let me all right, so you should be able to see it now. You see my screen? Okay. So in order for a replacement to be sent out or a full refund issued, they have to return it. So they can return it, that's no problem. If a customer asks to cancel and it hasn't been sent out, so it would look something like this. It would say unfulfilled at the top, right? So this watch has not been sent out. Scripts. There we go. So then all you would do is offer them a 35% refund. They say no, 50% refund. If they say no, cancel the order. And then you can refund them in full, obviously. If the product has shipped out, so it'd be something that looked like this. Like Daniel's order, it says fulfilled. So
Fulfill.
that means it's shipped. Yeah, so if it says fulfilled, that means it's been shipped. If he's unhappy or he's unsatisfied with the quality, then it's 35% refund and he can keep it, 50% refund and he can keep it. If he says no, then he gets an RMA number, the return address, and then just fill out the Google Doc and refund him in full. But he has to send the watch back.
So, okay. See, that's what, because it say you can't, you see how that's what's confusing. Like at the top, it say you can't refund unless they return, but it say Google in order replacement,
Yeah.
the item must be
Yeah, in order
returned.
for one to be, yeah,
See, when I
so
had a
they want a
call, they was,
replacement.
when I had a call, see, I had a call, some calls for like forever because I needed help. Because when I did the RMA, it confused me. Like I didn't know where to find an RMA to give the customer, but how they was talking to me in Teams had me thinking that I couldn't just Google Doc and I couldn't refund it unless he returned the product first and then I refund it. But the customer didn't want to pay to return the product.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, so yes, I mean all we tell them is yeah, no, I mean they don't wait for the watch to get back before it gets refunded. I mean you could tell them, "Hey, I'm going to give you this RMA number. We do ask that you return the watch. I'm going to process the full refund. All you need to do is just send the watch back to us." Whether or not he does is on him. We can't force them to send it back, and they're getting their full refund anyways. The clients want the watch back, but I mean, we can't force the customer to send it back. Tell them, definitely tell them, "Hey, here's your RMA number. Here's what you're gonna write it on the outside of the box. Here's the return address. Just send it just take it to, the post office or UPS or take it wherever, and, please send it back to us. I process the refund for you. Give it 3 to 5 business days. Whether they send it back or not, this is the policy that the clients have. So it is what it is. If they're complaining that they don't want to pay to send it back, you've already told them they're getting their full refund, so they shouldn't be complaining, right?
Right.
With that, they shouldn't be complaining, because they're getting their money back, and we're just saying, hey, please send it back. Now, if they're wanting a replacement, then they do have to send it back.
So if they want a replacement, it has to be sent back first before we send it out.
No, you would still go. Let me see. Okay, so like this one. Some of these are going to say archived, and so some of the stuff that you can do is. It kind of gets frozen, but in case you ever need to unarchive it, just hit unarchive. But you're gonna go to return items,
right?
And then no shipping required. Make sure to click no shipping required, he's gonna send back one watch.
Create a return label into tracking information. Okay, so do no shipping required.
It's gonna be the third one. No shipping required, yeah.
Okay.
Here, I can even...
Because I was so confused. I was on the phone for forever trying to do this.
Yeah. One of these, and no shipping required.
Gotcha.
All right, and then I can put that... I can put that in an email also, as far as... so you have a little shorter guide. I know I sent it out a couple of times, but that was a long time ago. And then, they also want us to, select the reason for the return.
Right.
Is it damaged, not as described, too big, too small, or we don't know. And then you just hit create return. And then that just marks it in the system as, hey, it's going to be returned. And, it's going to generate an RMA number, which is just the order number dash, I think it's like dash R1, something like that.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's why I was confused, because, in other RMA number, like on other campaigns, it'd be like numbers and letters.
Yeah,
all together.
A lot longer,
I kept
a whole lot
seeing,
different.
Yeah, I kept seeing the number, but I didn't know that was the RMA.
Yeah.
But it's like in the notes or something, ain't it? Like, it'll be down in the notes.
Yeah, it will be. Let me see if I can find one just quick to show you. Let me just go the other way. Reships. All right, so like this one right here. So once you issue the RMA, it's going to be right here. You created a return for this. And so order number dash R1. So it'll be right there.
So you don't even have to look for it, really. You just give them the order number and then put dash R1.
Yeah. Yeah, because all the RMAs are going to be the order ID dash R1.
Okay.
And that's it. Yeah. So we always tell them they have to return it. Again, whether or not they do is kind of up to them. You would still, like this guy, if he's wanting to, return it and get a different one because the one he's got is broken.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you do the RMA, you give it to him, tell him he's got to return it, and we'll send another one out. We're not telling him we're waiting for the broken one to get back before we ship another. We're not doing that. We're just say, hey, please return it. Here's all the info. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to pay, and we'll ship one out to you.
And is it a certain, it is a certain, they have to send it back by a certain company?
No, it could be anybody, post office, UPS, FedEx, it doesn't matter. So for any reason, if they're getting a full refund, they got to return the watch. We tell them they have to return it. We really, really want them to return it, but again, we can't force them to return it, right?
Right.
Even if they make a bank threat, they still have to return the watch at their own expense. You still give them an RMA and refund them in full after you give them the return instructions. If they say that the watch arrived damaged or doesn't work anymore, each of these watches has, like a one-year warranty.
Mm-hmm.
That comes free with every order. So it's going to cover a manufacturing defect or any kind of malfunction or anything on it that breaks within 1 year of the purchase. They have this. They can get a new watch sent out, but they do have to return the broken one that they have, and then we'll ship another one out to them.
Right.
Some of these people have that $19 warranty. That's going to be a lifetime coverage, which, covers manufacturing defects and any malfunctions due to wear, tear, use, and all that kind of stuff. But that's going to be for life. So 25 years from now, they could call in and get another watch because theirs broke. Or maybe they broke it on purpose just because they wanted a new one, however. We still would tell them, for any replacements of any kind to be sent out, they have to return it, no exceptions. But you don't need to tell them, that they're not going to get one until we get theirs. What I say, how I try to word it is, as soon as you mail that off to us, we'll get that, replacement sent right out to you. So it implies that, hey, as soon as you put it in the mail, we're mailing you yours. But, it's not upsetting them, because I'm telling them, no, you're not getting it until I get mine, right? Because a lot of these people, they don't want to pay to get the shipping back, or to pay shipping and ship it back, right?
Exactly. How much does it be?
I mean, it's not much. It's probably like $7 or $8.
Oh, okay.
I would think it'd be the same, but yeah, because usually all of them go by weight, and it's usually like $6, $7, $8. So I mean, it's not a lot, because they got free shipping in the first place to get the watch, and we're just asking, hey, we shipped it to you for free. Can you not just give us, ship it back to us for free? We paid for you the first time. Why don't you pay this time? That kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Did you have any other questions about TacLine or anything else? Hello?
Well, I thought I was talking. I was just talking. I say yes. It'd be most of the time it'd be when people transfer the call. I don't get them much, but when I do, it was always a little confusing. But most of the time it'd be like calls that's being transferred. It don't be like calls that's coming directly in. So I just wanted to, be, because I know that, like, the call I just told you, somebody transferred because they wanted to speak with a suit because he didn't want to pay to get the product sent back. But I never just really had a call to just come through, you know, to handle, but I wanted to, you know, be aware of what, how to handle it if it does, because I was
Oh,
so
okay.
confused.
Yeah. Okay, I think I understand what you're saying. But yeah, so as far as that now, sometimes, you know, we can make exceptions. Like down here farther on the script, if a customer makes a threat other than AG, BBB, FTC, or lawyer, they have to pay for the shipping to send it back, no exceptions. If they make, you know, one of these threats to AG, BBB, FTC, or lawyer, and they do want a replacement, but they refuse to pay the shipping to send it back, put them on the Google Doc, and you know, either me or Jasmine will take care of it from there. If they don't mention a refund, don't offer one. You know, so like if you got that soup call and you know he's hooping and hollering about he don't want to pay the $8 to send it back, I just want a watch that works. You know, otherwise, if not, I'm gonna call the BBB. Okay, cool. Let me just, you know, I'll put you down, you know, to, you know, get a shipping label sent, you know, emailed to you along with the return instructions, and then you can just ship that watch right back to us and also get you another one sent out. If he doesn't say anything about a refund, I'm not gonna bring up a refund because he's just wanting to not pay for the watch, right? Or will not pay for the shipping. But if he then asks for a refund, you know, afterwards, oh, and I want my money back, then, you know, you could just, it's what, 35, three, yeah, 35, 50 in full. So you say, well, I mean, we are giving you a shipping label, or, you know, we're shipping you a working watch, you know, tell you what, as a courtesy, I'll give you a 35% refund on top of that. He says, no, well, tell you, you know, I'll cut the price in half and you'll get 50% back. You know, something like that. But if he said, if he, you know, then took a full refund, well, we're not going to ship him another watch, and then we'll just give him a shipping label to get the one he's got back.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but if they don't want a replacement and only a refund, you know, they, you know, use a AG, BBB, FTC, or lawyer threat, you know, refund them in full and add them to the dock to have a shipping label sent so they can return it.
But either
So
way,
either
it has
way, I
to be
mean,
returned.
yeah, if they're getting any kind of full refund, they're gonna return it. Well, yeah. Let me see. Yeah, so again, if they're refunded in full, they're not going to get shipped the replacement. We want to try to avoid, you know, giving return labels, just because there is the warranty. But, you know, if they are adamant and they, you know, are just becoming irate, whatever, then yes, you know, you could, if they haven't made a threat for it, and they're just adamant, they're getting a little out of hand, you could say, well, you know what, let me escalate this over, and you know, maybe, you know, my supervisor could make an exception. You know, I'll add you to the log, you know, and then just, you know, see, you know, because it'll, and then just put it on the Google Doc, and you know, somebody will reach out to you shortly.
Gotcha.
You know, something like that. But I mean, we still want to try to avoid even doing that. Any other questions that you have?
No, what's Kayla new shift? She must got a new shift.
Yeah, I think she gets off at 6 now. Like 5 or 6, something like that. Well, all right. I'm gonna go ahead and let you go. I'm just gonna shoot you a quick email. I'll have on there. Well, I'll send you two. So one is just gonna be kind of just going over what we talked about here today, and then the other one will be, just the stuff I said I would send you about tack line and all that stuff. Okay.
Okay. Who's
All
on
right,
break?
and then.
I need to pee.
Let me see,
I've
let me
been
see, let me
requesting though,
see.
way before we got on the call.
Yeah, let me check for you real quick. I mean, it's probably I see one way back at like a oh no, that was at
This one's like just
1:40.
1:40. Yeah. Oh, it's 1:32.
Yeah, you.
I
Yeah,
mean,
you could.
2:32.
Yeah, you can go ahead and you just gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead and
Right.
go. All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye.